Yesterday, the FDA approved the first treatment aimed at preventing migraines after a nationwide trial by drug maker Amgen, which included the Mayo Clinic here in Scottsdale. One of the doctors involved in that trial was Dr. Rashmi Halkar-Singh, a neurologist who focuses on headache pain. And she's on the line to talk to us about the significance of this announcement. Welcome to the show, Dr. Halkar-Singh.
Thank you. Good morning.
So can you start by telling us about this new treatment? Like, how will this work?
So it's an injection the patients will take once a month, and by doing so, it should be very helpful in reducing how often they have their migraine attacks. That's what it was FDA approved to do.
Okay. And if you've ever been a migraine sufferer, if you ever had a migraine, you know how tricky they can be to prevent, to stop, to treat. I wonder why it's taken so long to develop something like this.
You know, that's a great question. You know, yesterday was a very exciting day in the migraine world because, as you mentioned, this is the first time that we have a migraine-specific treatment based on what we know as to what happens in the brain during a migraine attack. And I think part of the reason for the why it's taken so long has a lot to do with funding. Even though migraine affects more than 36 million Americans, we still get a fraction of a percent of the NIH funding to help research the disease and come up with new treatments. So I think that's had a lot to do with why it's taken so long to come up with something like this.
How exactly does this work? I mean, given that, you know, different people have different triggers for migraines and that, as to your last point, they've been kind of tricky to come up with a solution. How exactly does this one attack preventatively what a lot of people suffer from?
That's a great question. So we think of migraine as being a genetic neurological disease. It has a lot of different components to it. And one component in the whole migraine pain pathway is this protein called calcitonin gene-related peptide, or CGRP for short. And when someone has a migraine attack, one of the things that happens is the release of CGRP in the brain. And this new treatment helps to block CGRP.
So how will patients get this treatment? Is it going to be something that will be covered by insurance or available to people soon?
We're hoping that it will be covered relatively soon by insurance companies. I know the drug companies that have, you know, made this, Amgen, have been talking to insurance companies hoping to get approval very quickly. And I think there's a few things patients suffering from migraine can do to help themselves get access to this drug. First of all, make sure you're seeing a headache specialist or a neurologist who knows about migraine. And then secondly, as you prepare for that appointment, write down how many days per month you suffer from headache. And it can either be an app or a calendar, but just write down all the days that you have headache pain, not just the bad ones. And then thirdly, bring a list of all the prescription medicines you've ever tried to treat migraine. All these things can help your doctor gain, you know, approval from your insurance company, because this is something that shows promise and may give you some benefit.
I'm wondering about the thought process in terms of trying to come up with something preventatively, because as you said, there are medications people can take once they have a migraine or if they feel one coming on. For how long have you been working on trying to come up with something that people can take ahead of time to stop themselves from getting one in the first place?
So we have other preventive treatments available right now. We have actually several other medications. Most of them are either blood pressure medications or anti-seizure medications or antidepressant medications, or even Botox injections can be helpful and is FDA approved as a migraine preventative. The difference, though, is that this is the first time we have something designed specifically to treat migraine based on the way migraine, you know, what happens in the brain during a migraine attack. And this research is years in the making. We've been studying CGRP for many, many years to finally culminate in this FDA approval yesterday.
All right. That is Dr. Rashmi Halkar-Singh, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. Dr. Halkar-Singh, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good morning.